Nabil, episode 14.
Woo!
Sorry to the fans, we took a week off.
Yeah, we had a break, had a hiatus.
Break from each other. It was like in a reality TV show.
It was, yeah, it was very much needed. Oh yeah. My word, this come down with me. There's a woman doing something very naughty.
But by naughty, what do you mean? What's Lee Wilkinson's level of naughty?
Oh, she's just ordered a McDonald's and served it.
No,
she hasn't. she's got her boobs out.
What?
Not all the way out, but basically out.
No, I think it's 3 p.m.
And she's they've just found a load of books of her modelling, but just in bikinis. Upstairs.
Wow.
You know, when they go in her house.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of that bit.
9 times out of 10, I hate it, but on the odd time, it does spark up a great... When it works very well. And I think it's a risk they should take. Do you know what
I like it when they find something like clothes, and then they all bring it down, and then halfway through the meal, while they're eating a well-done steak that they asked for medium rare, and they just put on the clothing items. Oh, classic TV.
when the cameraman nods at one of them and then they get something out, what they pulled out from upstairs. Do you know what I mean?
So, Stephanie, I found these sort of things upstairs. And Stephanie, it's interesting that I've got them, because look at me, I'm bold and now I'm wearing a wig.
So tell me what you use these for, Stephanie. Are you really a Morris dancer, Stephanie?
Stephanie, maybe you don't work on the checkout at Tesco's. Maybe you're crazy in your free time.
Tell me. I bet you're really crazy, aren't you?
Oh.
So how have you been, mate?
Yeah, fun. I just spent 2 weeks in Stevenage learning to drive.
We've all spent 2 weeks in Stevenage.
I was very disappointed. I spent 2 weeks in Stevenage, didn't meet one Stephen.
You didn't?
No. Not with a V, not with a PH, not with any other variation. No Stevens.
Why? What other variations is there?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I don't know.
But yeah, there was no Stevenage. No Steve.
No Steve.
Steven.
None of it.
No Nage. No, none.
Nage? Oh, right, yeah, Nage. Did you meet anyone called Nige?
No.
Right, this woman's starter, sorry, but it's just bread, sausages, like cocktail sausages, cheese, and pork pies.
That's a bit shit, to be honest.
She definitely hasn't made the pork pies or sausages.
She sounds lame.
It's the booby woman. Anyway, sorry, carry on about Stevenage. Stephen and Nige.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time with Cockneys, including my driving instructor, Bernard.
Bernard the Cockney.
Bernard the Cockney.
Call me Bernard, apples and pears. Is that what he sounded like?
He was like, all right, Ben, we're going to come up to a roundabout now.
He's one of them, quite soft-spoken.
And first, it's soft-spoken until we did parallel parking.
Oh.
And he was not soft-spoken then.
Oh, what happened?
All right, Ben, you're just not listening to me. You need to go slow and you need to reassess the situation, look over your shoulder, but not stare.
Has he got a slight list?
No, I just gave him one. Need to steer fast, but drive slow. Steer fast, drive
slow. Steer fast! Drive slow! That's how I imagine.
So Ben, you're not listening to me. Oh, and the worst bit, my lesson started at 7 in the morning every fucking day, except Sunday. What time do you think I started on Sunday?
Oh, is it earlier?
6 a.m.
Woo!
I know. 6 till 10. The worst.
Oh, man.
I went to the cinema the afternoon afterwards, and I kind of lay there in a coma sort of thing.
Oh,
so early.
What film did you watch?
Well, I've been to the cinema twice this week because there's not a lot to do in Stevenage, and I didn't want to go back into London again.
Well, after you couldn't find anyone called Stephen or Nige, I imagine there's basically nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I kept on going around into shops, takeaway. I was like, all right, does a Stephen work here? And they were like, no, we get that a lot, but no. I went to go see Logan Lucky and American Maid.
Not seen it yet.
No, because if you know me, Lee, you'd know that I don't like horror films.
Well, you need to grow up, don't you?
You need to fuck off.
I've seen it.
You seen it?
Yeah. But carry on. Yeah, carry on about Logan Lucky. Was it good?
Lucky was quite good. I didn't love it. And mainly because Seth MacFarlane was doing a character which I think was meant to be Australian, sounded Liverpudlian. He sounded like the fifth member of the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
But, American Maid enjoyed a lot.
Why is American Maid? I don't think I've heard of it.
It's Tom Cruise, and it's Tom Cruise at his best.
I didn't think I'd like it.
No, it's good. It's a true story. No, it's a true story about a man that was a pilot, and he was recruited by the CIA to go into Central America and take pictures of communists every week. And when he went there, he got recruited by Pablo Escobar to take cocaine back to America. And so he was basically playing both sides and making a ridiculous amount of money. Until eventually he got caught by everyone. But very good.
It's
very
just
good
another
watch.
Film jumping on the Pablo Escobar bandwagon. Like these last sort of 4 years, loving it.
But kind of not. Like this story, yeah. I mean, this story's not really like hugely about Pablo Escobar. It's more about how the CIA and the American government were really bad about communism. They just didn't really know how to behave. Oh, it's set in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, by the way.
Thanks for that. No, I don't think I'd like it. I don't really like Tom Cruise.
I'm mixed with Tom Cruise, but this I loved.
I'm trying to think good Tom Cruise films. I'm struggling. What's the 80s one where he's...
Cocktail.
Not Cocktail. The one where...
Sorry, Cocktail is a modern masterpiece.
It's not that modern, mate. It was the 80s. Get with the time.
He stands on a table in a bar, reads out a fucking poem, and then everyone buys shots. Yeah. What is there not to love?
Yeah, no, that is good. All right. But that's not the film I was thinking of. The one...
Top Gun?
Top Gun. No, Top Gun's good as well. But the one...
Show me the money!
I forgot what it's called. The one where he's like a teenager and he dances...
Jerry Maguire.
No, he dances about in his boxes.
Jerry Maguire.
He dances about in his boxes.
Jerry Maguire.
It's not Jeremy Guire.
Jeremy Maguire. Jeremy Guire.
Jeremy Guire. It's not Jeremy Guire.
Jeremy Corbyn, the movie starring Tom Cruise.
What's he called?
As teenage Jeremy Corbyn.
This is really going to bug me now for the rest of my life.
Right. I'm opening a new tab. Tom Cruise. We're going to go
it's
into...
It's like a big film. It was like one of his first films.
One of his other really good films. Have you seen the one where he says, can't handle the truth? That one.
Oh, Mission Impossible 3.
Shut up.
Right,
I need a filmography for this man now.
Right, I've just gone on...
Tom Cruise filmography. Here we go. Risky Business.
Risky Business!
Very good film.
Yes, very good film.
Rain Man, that's good.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot he was in Rain Man.
A Few Good Men, that's the one I was thinking of. Directed by legend Rob Reiner.
Oh.
Jerry Maguire. Mission Impossible. They get better. I'm not even joking.
He's a little man. Did you know he's that small?
he's a little man.
He's that small in Top Gun. All the aeroplanes were actually paper aeroplanes of people that he rode. And people threw them, and they filmed it.
I did not know that.
There you go. Fun fact.
Thank you. Right, have we got... we've got more chatting to do, but I feel we should start the show first.
Okay.
Have we got a sponsor for this week?
Yeah, we have.
Who is it?
Oh, you want to know? Okay.
Yeah, I do want to know, Lee Wilkinson.
This week, we are sponsored by Crime. Because Crime doesn't pay unless it's sponsoring your podcast. It's all the crime, all the bits of it.
Crime all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it's jaywalking or drug smuggling. I'm not going to say any more because all the other ones I can think of are horrific. But
right.
They are sponsoring us this week, I'm afraid to say. The Crime.
If you're called Stephen, move to Stevenage. It's Nebiel 14.
Woo! Oh, really?
Theme tune.
Adam Buxton then told me, why don't you just shove pork stuffing in it?
Pork stuffing? Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Because you just don't do that.
I can see the points of it. Like, there is definitely a method in that madness.
Well, thank you.
It's alright.
We can't go further into that story though, can we?
Not for legal reasons.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
We've got some letters here. Should we do some letters?
Yeah, we can letters. Do the letters first.
You've been writing in your droves.
Oh, so many.
Shall I go first, Lee?
You go first, Ben.
Hugo first, if you will.
Carry on.
Hiya, Mark in Romford here again. This is Mark in Romford that works at the abattoir.
Yeah, he wants us to look after his mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it mentions that in the first line.
Oh, good.
Hope all is well and you're still on for looking after my mum. Right, Mark, we've not actually agreed point blank. We've said we're open to it.
But we need more sufficient evidence.
You keep mentioning how you need to know more about her.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But he's on the same wavelength.
Yeah, that's good.
So I've stolen her diary, and I've decided to send you in a random day in history from it.
Oh, okay, this is interesting.
Hopefully the day will tell you all you need to know about her. Oh. I haven't read it, but I hope you enjoy.
Ooh.
If you need any more pages, do not hesitate to ask.
I'm excited now.
Thanks, Mark in Romford.
Okay, right. Thanks, Mark. Do you want to read the diary entry?
Yeah. Dear Melanie's diary.
She's called Melanie. I didn't even know her name.
She said it in the last letter, if you remember. You obviously don't.
No.
Dear Melanie's diary. It's the 14th of March, 1978. And I've had an absolutely mad day. Whilst in the office today, Brian from accounts came over and pinched me on the bum.
Oh.
To which I politely giggled and shrugged off, because Brian. It's the 70s and I want to keep my job.
Fair.
But since that's happened, I can't stop thinking about it. Oh. Whilst chain-smoking at lunch, I discussed Brian's antiques with Sue. You know, from
Is
reception.
That, like, you discussed Brian's antiques?
Antics.
Oh, antics, okay.
But since that's happened, I can't stop thinking about it. Whilst chain-smoking at lunch, I discussed Brian's antics with Sue. You know, from reception.
Oh, I know.
She said that he said that he wants to take me out. I couldn't believe the cheek of it. Does Brian not know I'm a married woman? The naughty bastard.
Oh!
But at the same time, Steve's just not been much fun lately. All he wants to talk about is Romford. Because, you know, that's where we're from.
We're from Romford. Right, carry on.
He started to refer to himself as Steve from Romford. And I'm worried that little baby Mark might start referring to himself as Mark from Romford.
Oh, so Mark should been be born really at lame. This point.
Yeah, Mark's born, yeah.
So, he's quite old then.
He's born in 1970. Well, yeah, if he's a baby in the late 70s, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
I'm worried that little baby Mark might start referring to himself as Mark from Romford, which would be really lame. It's a bit awkward. He started doing that on in our letters.
Mark, you've let your mum down.
Anyway, had a nice evening in after such a hectic day and watched Jim'll Fix It.
Oh, couldn't do that today.
I really love Jimmy Savile because, you know, it's the 70s. I really hope he's remembered as being such a legend and nothing bad is ever said about him.
Oh, bet she had a rude awakening in 2012.
See you tomorrow, Diary, for another fascinating day in Melanie's Diary. Oh, God, this is cringy. XOXO, Romford Girl.
XOXO. Because it's the 70s. Wow.
Before Gossip Girl.
Wow, Melanie.
Melanie's mad. She's right, she did have a mad day.
She did have a mad day. So, who was... I'm trying to remember the characters' names now.
Characters, people.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, they are still characters, though. Like, we're characters. What was the sex offender's name?
Sex offender?
Not Jimmy Savile, the other one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This story has two sex offenders in one diary post. That's quite a team.
Oh, yes.
So one is Brian.
That was it.
Brian, yeah. Brian from accounts.
So what have we found out about... that we don't know where she works, but she doesn't work in accounts or reception of an office firm of some sort. Like, in an office.
She could do literally anything. She could be the fucking CEO.
She could be. I don't think she would be getting sexually assaulted and passing it off, though, if she was the CEO.
Well, it's the 70s. No, she says she wants to keep her job.
Oh, fair
so
point.
I
she
think
wouldn't
she's...
be a CEO at all if it's in the 70s.
What I love is how in the letters she keeps saying how... Or in her diary post, she keeps saying how it is the 70s. Just to kind of justify. I think I might start doing that.
What, just your say, diaries? Have you got diaries?
No, I might start one and just say, went to the shops today because, you know, it's the tensies.
Yeah, what do we call this decade?
Yeah. Mate, I'm so there. I think it's the tensies, but I don't know.
Teens?
No, because the first 3 years weren't teens.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But I guess the majority was.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
No, I don't like the... What did you call it? The
Tensies.
Tensies.
I don't like it, but it does make sense.
It's like onesies. You can't say it without cringing.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, true.
Mm.
But there was a lot about that letter I did like. Okay, I think it told her... It told us how she likes to spend her free time watching TV.
Yeah.
It says that being from Romford is a huge part of her life.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah. And she doesn't want her son to be called Mark from Romford, but...
And her, I suppose...
Well, she's married.
Ex-husband, but he... Well, yes, we don't know what's happened to Steve, because Mark doesn't want us to look after Steve.
Yeah, well, he could be dead. I mean...
It's quite likely.
In fact, he's probably dead.
Yeah, rip Steve.
Let's hope he hasn't been ripped. Maybe Steve killed... Mark killed him in the abattoir.
Thought he was a... thought he was a sheep.
Maybe we might find out about that in a diary entry again. I think Mark, you should send us another diary entry from a different.
I'd love, yeah,
from a different
I'd love
decade.
To hear more of Melanie's diary.
Yeah, this is. I'm very intrigued by Melanie's diary.
Yeah, I think I want to know if she and Brian do ever go on a date.
Yeah.
If maybe Brian killed Steve. Maybe. Or maybe Steve just died of natural causes. We don't know.
Could do. Yeah, this is very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mark from Romford, for sending that in. I had a fantastic... I want more. I do want more. eager to find out more of the everyday life of your mother, Melanie.
Melanie.
What did I... Yeah,
Maybe Melanie went on to become half of Mel and Sue.
Maybe.
Or maybe she went on to go do lunch with Gino and Mel.
Could have. There's so many different... In fact, no, they're the only two Melissas.
They're the only two Melanies I could think of.
Yeah.
Melanie. Melanie sounds like a person that would answer the phone to a building insurance company.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
Hiya, Melanie here. Can I help you?
I heard that she actually invented mayonnaise, and through a bad phone signal, it got called mayonnaise instead of melanaise. But that's just what I heard. It's just a rumour going circling around.
No, we can't discount a rumour.
Exactly.
They sometimes have credibility.
They definitely
sometimes.
Do on the forums, anyway. Anyway, so getting a bit too early now. do you want me to read a letter out? Have we finished with Mark from Romford? We want more,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, we finished
that's
with Mark from
that's
Romford.
That's all I'm saying. Mark, give us more.
But Mark, please send more.
Right, okay. So, hi, I don't know how I feel about this one. I've read it out mainly for the first line, but I guess there's a good chance we could spark a decent debate out of the back end of this.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's relatively short. Hi, chaps. I fucking hate the podcast, but I'm very interested to know your favourite Sunday roast meat. Darnell from Scunthorpe.
Darnell? You're called Darnell and you live in Scunthorpe.
It's Darnell from Scunthorpe, mate.
Darnell's like an American name. What the fuck, Darnell?
Darnell. What do you... You're chatting shit about us, eh?
Yeah, your name's shit.
We can do diss tracks too, bruv.
Well, Darnell. Beef. Straight up, LaBeouf.
Beef. I think beef is probably my least favourite.
Fuck off.
Oh!
Jeez!
No, beef's probably... Like, it's nice, but... No, gammon's my least favourite for a Sunday, for a roast, but I think...
Yeah, I like gammon, but for a roast, no. Just yeah, get out of here.
Exactly.
Just
gammon steak with chips, pineapple, egg, lovely. Oh!
Yep. But with the Sunday roast, don't at me.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. But then, I think, probably pork or chicken, I'd say.
Pork's up there. I do love chicken, to be fair.
Like,
but,
chicken's like but probably the really... most perfect meat in any situation.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, chicken's so bog standard. For roast, I want something a bit special.
Yeah.
And if you're getting beef... and it's done well, then it's like...
Well, I'll tell you what, we've
top.
Got beef with Darnell.
Yeah, speaking of LaBeouf.
Darnell, you twat.
I bet he doesn't even know what LaBeouf is.
I bet
uneducated
he doesn't...
dick.
Well, he's from Scunthorpe, let's be fair. He just hasn't had the chance. He hasn't got the resources.
Corbyn would have changed that.
I think I'm going to go with pork. But lamb's a good contender as well.
Lamb, but I have to be in the mood.
Yeah, no. I 100% agree with that. On a very good day, lamb will be up there with the finest of the contenders.
Yeah.
I think we've probably covered all the meats without getting into like nut roast and shit. So...
Yeah, and no, we do not want to get into nut roast and shit. But that is not a debate that's to be had.
It's not happening on this podcast!
Darnell, thank you for sparking a debate, but also fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Darnell. Right, have you got some emails that you want, another email that you want to spit out at us?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Dear Nebiel, but more specifically, Lee Wilkinson.
Oh, that's me!
My name is Ethan, and I work for Channel 5's legal team.
Oh, what have I said?
Last week on the podcast, Nebeel episode 13, Larry Lamb, brackets, that was a cheap joke pretending he was on the show, close brackets.
Wasn't a joke, we booked him, but for legal reasons he couldn't show up.
You were quoted to say that Channel 5 had shit for brains.
Yeah, I stand by that statement.
You can tell this, we have shit for brains. We'll have you know that Channel 5 have normal human brains, and definitely not feces brains.
It's not what I've heard, mate. I'm just saying, it's just not what I've heard.
You can tell this from our high-quality output. Just last night, we had a programme called Ruth and Eamon, The 7-Year Itch, which featured them visiting a sex dungeon. How anyone, after watching that, could have the audacity to say that we have shit for brains is truly beyond me.
Well, what else did you have broadcast last night? That's all I'm saying.
Don't worry, Lee. I'm on your side.
Good,
this
good,
is
good.
Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan, you fucking shit for brains dick.
Also, I'd love to hear his comedy.
Yeah, exactly. What comedy have Channel 5 ever done, eh?
Anyway, as this is the first incident, and your podcast makes no fucking money, we'll let this one slide.
We get loads of money. We're sponsored by Crime this week. That is Crime.
Crime pays.
It does. Rubber baby today.
In the future, though, if you carry on the way you do, we'll send over Matthew Wright from The Right Stuff because he knows the right thing to do. No, get it right?
Oh, shut up. Ethan, right, your TV show channel that's been largely irrelevant since the millennium. And
I don't think it's ever been relevant.
No.
When it first got Neighbours, yeah, relevant for like a week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all you do now is repeats from America. The odd, alright film, but they're not films that you've made. Like, any bastard channel could put them on. Come on, sort yourself out. That's all I'm saying. I think Jimmy Carr's wife is a high up in Channel 5. Maybe
really?
Maybe we could. Maybe if we diss her, maybe she would write an email to us at some point.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, though, I would love to do a late night chat show on there. If it was me and you, they don't get many viewers, so we could probably bring in viewers.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'd be so ridiculous that people would probably watch.
Exactly. That's all we need. So we're saying, if you've not got shit for brains, employ us. That's the message I think that we want to convey to Mr. Ethan Legal Team from Channel 5.
So, just to finish off, he said, in the future, though, if you carry on the way you do, we'll send over Matthew Wright from The Right Stuff because he knows the right thing to do because he's right.
Yeah.
Also, he'll fuck you up.
Oh! I don't think...
I kind of believe that. I saw him on I'm a Celeb. He got right up in Carlton from Fresh Prince Bel-Air's face.
Well, no, I don't think he will, and I think that was a threat, so I think the legal judges and people of the courtrooms are on our side.
Maybe Neville's legal team will come fuck you up.
Yeah, exactly, we've got guys.
We've got friends of the show.
Exactly, friends of the show. Eamon
and
Hose.
Do not make Eamon choose between Channel 5 and us, because it will get messy.
Someone's going to end up crying, and it's not going to be us.
Probably Eamon.
Probably.
Yeah, when Ruth gets out that whip.
Oh,
jeez!
Dear.
Thanks
really
kindly, Ethan
sex.
From... What's that?
I heard he really likes anal sex.
Oh, God. Thanks kindly, Ethan from Channel 5.
Ethan... Right, we've given you a point. You threatened us, though, so the only way out of this is to give us our own show, I think.
To be fair, not a big fan of Channel 5, but I'd love a show on it.
Yeah, exactly. Love it! Could do it for
cheap. I'd love to be on TV.
It'd be a lot less money to employ us than to pay for another series of CSI.
And honestly, you could do the chat show on here. Like, from our house.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Me and my dad are thinking of building a hot tub. We could do it from that every week. Oh,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, yes, it would, wouldn't it? Hot tub chat show.
See, we're opening up ideas right for you, Channel 5. And if you get a chat show with a hot tub and fucking, I don't know, Dick and Dom presenting in it, we're coming for you. We've got audio evidence now.
Have you got any more letters, Lee?
Maybe. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I'm not necessarily sure about this. It's just a question that someone proposed to us. So, dear Nebiel, that's both of us.
Yeah, that's us, yeah.
Would you rather make love to a pigeon or a rat? From Charlotte Parsnip in Burton-on-Trent. Farspread, Farspread, our podcast.
I mean, from Romford to Scunthorpe to Burton-on-Trent, wow.
Exactly.
And even wherever the fuck Channel 5 is based.
Exactly. Even the Orient Express doesn't do that route.
No, they don't. I don't know, Charlotte. What was the question again, Charlotte?
Would you rather make love to a pigeon or a rat?
Definitely a rat, because I fucking hate pigeons. I have a massive phobia of birds, so yeah, rat.
I've heard that rumour. Lads. I would go with a pigeon.
A pigeon? Well, that's where you you get the difference between us two.
Yeah, exactly. Because, well, I think something winged would be quite interesting.
The wings?
Wings, yeah. Making love to something with wings.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already have.
Like, that's... to be fair, I have as well. I made love to Paul McCartney. Thank you! Ding, ding, ding!
Made love to an angel. Wings.
Paul McCartney.
I fucked an angel. I met an angel on Tinder.
No, you didn't.
She was like, hey Ben, I'm an angel. Wanna fuck?
Oh, I'm guessing Robbie Williams wrote a song about her, did he? Grow up.
Yeah, Robbie Williams was on the roof of my conservatory, and he looked through the window and was like, fucking hell, that guy's having a go at a fucking
hell, this glue's good.
Fucking hell, that guy is fucking an angel. Maybe I'm starting to love angels instead. I'm loving angels instead.
She offers him protection. anyway.
And that line about protection was about the fact that I didn't need a condom while I was fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
she offered you a Johnny.
she has natural lubricant, a natural protection inside her cervix.
Did you do anything to the halo?
I can see your halo. Yeah, and Beyonce was outside, right. And she was like, halo, halo. Hello.
And you're just like, hello, sit down.
And I was like, fucking Robbie Williams and fucking Beyonce. And stop writing songs about me.
And I've got my penis inside an angel.
And the thing is though, like, oh, you have to change the sheets afterwards. I mean, I always recommend you should after sex, but when there's been an angel, feathers everywhere, mate.
Feathers? Feathers? Where?
Feathers from her wings.
Oh, from her wings.
What do you think her wings were? Just like bones, like fucking Skeletor?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know what's... You're fucking the devil's angels.
I've not put my... my winky anywhere near.
Anywhere near. Okay, great.
Anywhere near. Okay, well, we got to the... Have you got any more emails?
Yeah, I've got one final email.
Okay.
In front of me, anyway. I was really excited when we received this, but to do this any justice, I feel I need to do the voice.
Where is the person from?
Are you ready?
Okay, I think.
Dear Nabil! Netflix advised me to write into your podcast to promote my new stand-up special, Jerry Before Seinfeld!
Yeah, carry on.
I mean, what's the deal with promotion? We just go on other shows to promote other shows? It's like a never-ending cycle of other shows. Or a self-licking ice cream.
Oh dear.
Not his best joke.
Seinfeld's sounding very poorly. I hope he's alright.
Also, what's the deal with podcasts? Who wants to listen to two men in a room trying to be funny? If I wanted that, I'd just watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's sounding very poorly. I'm feeling quite sorry for Seinfeld. Is he alright? Has he got lupus or something?
Lupus. Yeah, he's turning into wolf.
Ah, it all makes sense now.
Watch my show! Yours, Jerry!
Oh, fantastic. Jerry Seinfeld from off of the Seinfeld. There. Lovely stuff. Thank you, Jerry, for that email.
Have you got any more letters?
No, I haven't, surprisingly.
Do you want to play a game of who Ben saw while he was in London?
Okay, who did Ben see while he was in London?
A fuckload of celebrities. I was surprised how many celebrities I saw.
Okay, how did you see the celebrities?
Just walking around.
Right, okay, fair. Who did you see? Like, well, come on then, give us. Are we doing a guessing game? What are we doing? How are we portraying this little feature?
I think some of them are going to be quite hard to guess. So I'm going to just say them, and then I want your full unadulterated opinion on them.
Oh, okay.
First up, Mr. Jack Whitehall.
You saw Jack Whitehall?
Yeah, just on the street.
Fair.
Genuinely, just on the street.
Did you say hello to him?
No, he was chatting to his mate and he looked really nervous. And I thought, if I go talk to him, I don't think that's what he wants.
Oh, fair. Yeah, Jack Whitehall. I don't know, I quite like Jack Whitehall. He's pretty good. I like him as a stand-up. I think his offshoots leave a bit to be desired. Like his stuff with
bit
his
mixed.
Dad. Yeah. Bit mixed. Yeah. Bad Education's hit and miss.
Yeah. Has moments of real hits.
Yeah, really Fresh enjoy Meat's Fresh brilliant. Meat. Yeah. But yeah.
Started watching his new show on Netflix.
Oh, and, yeah, it started today, didn't it? Came out today.
Yeah, and in the second episode, they go to a monastery and the monks watched Fresh Meat.
What?
One of the monks is from Manchester and he's seen Fresh Meat. How weird's that?
That is quite weird.
Yeah. So yeah. Do you want to know who else I saw?
There was wrestling going on in someone's back garden in the next episode of Come Down With Me. Sorry, that's just.
Oh my god!
I'm very excited for this to start.
You love wrestling.
I love wrestling. Go on then. Who else did you see? Quite like Jack White.
Dara O'Brien.
Oh, Dara. Oh, Dara. Like Dara. Yeah. How did you see Dara?
Just on the street, mate.
Just on the street. Okay. Well, I'm glad that.
He was actually outside our friend of the show's Ellie's workplace.
Oh, what was he doing?
I think he was going into her workplace to do a bit of recording.
Oh, lovely stuff. He is interesting. Yeah, no, I like him. I think he concentrates a bit too much on science and maths.
When
he should just do his stand-up. But no, quite like him. Quite like him. Next.
Next, I think you'll like this one a bit more. I saw this person outside King's Cross.
Oh, okay.
Sai from Hairy Bikers.
Which one's that?
The one Sai's the blonde one.
Blonde?
The blonde
Neither
one.
Of them are blonde. They're both
got... Well, one of them's got really dark hair and one of them's got slightly blonder hair.
The one with glasses or without glasses? Blonde.
Without. The one that looks less
special. Oh, the proper Geordie one.
Yeah. Well, they're both Geordie, but the one that wasn't on Strictly.
Yeah, yeah. But he's like, he's proper thick Geordie accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I quite like that. he's probably the one I like the least out of all of them, but he seems like a good laugh. Like, you could, like, just having a nice evening in with him would be nice. Like, a nice meal, watch a film, he'll have a couple of cheeky anecdotes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Next up, Johnson from Peep Show. Sorry, I don't know the actor's name.
Ooh, I don't know his name, actually.
I saw him outside Tate Modern.
Oh, I'd like to. I like him. I think he might be my favourite out of the previous three. So yeah, nice one, Ben.
Next up, Russell T Davies next to an inflatable TARDIS.
Couldn't give a shit about him. Next.
And finally, Charlotte Ritchie from Fresh Meat.
Oh, I like Charlotte Ritchie a lot.
Inside the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Oh.
In London, in Kensington, yeah.
Really like Charlotte Ritchie.
I did a double take on her, and I think she saw me doing a double take on her while she was just trying to enjoy some art.
Oh, no. Nothing worse.
No. I was like, fuck you, I want to look at art too, your art.
Oh!
Boo, boo, boo!
Yeah, she's an attractive lady, isn't she?
Yeah, and she does art.
What's the Siblings? She's good in Siblings as well.
Oh, yeah, Siblings is good. It is. I really like Siblings.
Yeah. Very good, very good. Oh, well, thank you for that.
Fun list. Yeah.
Your celebrity tour of London?
Of London! Alright, Governor!
London!
You need to see some celebrities today! I can help you with that!
Lovely stuff. Well,
just jump in my cab and I'll take you to some celebrities. Want to see Charlotte Ritchie from Fresh Meat? Want to see Jack Whitehall from Fresh Meat?
Is this what your driving instructor did for you? Is this the tour?
I was like, alright, who you want to see today? I said, show me someone from the British comedy scene. I was like, alright, I can make that happen. And then he showed me Cy from Harry Bikers, and I was like, not British comedy scene. So like, oh, he's pretty funny though, isn't he? He's pretty funny. And I went, British comedy scene. And then he went, alright, I messed up, I'm sorry.
We went
to go see Jack Whitehall then, and then I was like, better? And he went, oh, brilliant, I could make that happen. And I went, yes, better. And, all right, I'll get Russell T Davies. I went, no.
No, keep him away from me, no.
I was like, yeah, you, Bernard, get in line. He went, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Master Benedict.
He calls you Master. You'd love that.
Master Benedict, I do apologise for my mistakes. It won't happen again. Let me get back up the chimney.
Lovely stuff. Right, okay, let's move it on. Sharpish. so, Dirty Britcom Confessions. Professions of Britcom.
Confessions, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know the basis of this now. Is it a real one? Is it a false one?
Yeah, just get straight on with it. I'm excited.
Okay. I'm jumping straight in. You know what I mean? I'm going to say you can't avoid him on this website. So this one about Greg Davis, because every other one is about Greg Davis, apparently.
I love him.
Good. I want to ride Greg Davis on the Taskmaster throne.
That's real.
That's real. Okie dokie. Right, okay.
I mean, I know you love Taskmaster, but that's real.
And Greg Davis. And, okay, we'll go straight in with the next one. I have a recurring dream about Russell Kane licking yogurt from my belly button.
I'm going to say that's Lee. Fantas Lee.
Fantas Lee. I really like that. Well done. right, I'll read one of the ones about the ladies next, because we've done two males in a row. Anal with Cariad Lloyd. Her on me, obviously.
I think that's real.
Think that's real?
Yeah, I think I might have even seen that one.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. I don't know why, but for some reason, people have a real thing for Carrie Ann Lloyd.
Yeah, I can see why. I think a lot of it's just a voice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And her playing Hillary Clinton in Lord of Successville.
Really?
People were like, oh, fuck, Hillary Clinton. Hillary... You know, did you see my joke the other day on Twitter where I changed Hillary Rodham Clinton to Hillary Roadman Clinton?
Very good.
Fine comedy there.
That is very fine. You took the name and then you changed a few letters and that was good. Very good.
Thank you.
I want to bang the grumpy out of Carl Pilkington.
I think that's real.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
And finally, Sally Phillips throwing jelly on Taskmaster gave me such a hard on.
That was me! Yeah, I sent that to you last night after watching it. I don't care who knows it. I love Sally Phillips.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. So that...
I really just want to meet... I feel we'd get along really well, and that's what hurts me so much. I watch her every week on TV, and I'm like, we'd get on really well, and I just want to meet her so she'd know that we'd get on really well.
Good, good.
She was in Bridget Jones's Edge of Reason, and I want to give her my Edge of Reason.
Why we'd
get on so well.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, very good, very good, very good. Well, you won that
what
race.
Did you think I meant?
I don't know what you meant there. but yeah, so that was a curveball, because that was neither. That was one that you said.
A Fantas Ben.
It's a Fantas Dict. Fantas Dict. Yeah, Fantas Stick. Fantas. Yeah, it sort of works. Okay, well, that
Dict Fantasy. Dict Fantasy.
Have you got anything else?
No, I what I really want, because we've been going a while now, is travel questions.
Travel questions. Okie dokie. All right, mate.
Okie dokie.
Oh, so Ben.
Ben.
Ben. You've been Lee. Places.
I have.
Well, I want to know some things about those places.
Do you, Lee?
So.
Yeah?
Snakes.
On a plane?
No, Samuel Jackson. Snakes.
Motherfucker.
Snakes, yeah. Right? Is it true that they are just the Jolly Green Giant shits?
No.
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 Well, you see, because when you eat a lot of sweet corn, it can do horrible things to your poos. I just thought that...
Oh, don't need to remind me. Many a friend I know don't even bother eating sweet corn because they think that it uses more energy to shit out than it does than it actually gives you.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought the combination with being jolly and green and giant, magical things can happen and those snakes, or those shits can turn to snakes. I thought that's what happened.
I mean, you're right to put the two together, so well done.
Okay, thank you. Okay, right. Pyramids. They can't be real, can they? In Egypt.
I've not been to Egypt. Would you mind if I phoned a friend?
Okay, yeah, you can phone a friend. Who's it going to be?
I think you should wait to find out.
Tom Cruise, because he was in the Mummy film this year, wasn't he?
Bring, bring.
Oh,
bring, bring.
That's a real phone call.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring. I think you need to pick up, Lee. Bring, bring.
Bring, I need bring. To pick up.
Yeah.
Bring, bring.
Okay.
Bring, hello?
Hello. Is Lee Wilkinson?
Hello?
Hi, it's High Grant. Oh, sorry, no. It's Hugh Grant. I'm just a little bit high right now, so I thought I'd change my name.
Oh, classic Hugh. the misogynistic Hugh Grant, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't expect to be talking to him today. So, hi, Hugh.
Yeah, hi, I am high. Do you want me to tell you how I got my my ganja?
No, okay, go on then. Because we are sponsored by Crime this week.
So I went to the drug dealer and he said that he wouldn't sell it to me, but I said, I'm just a man standing in front of a drug dealer asking if he'll give me some ganja for £500.
£500?
And he said, that's a lot of money. Yeah, you can have that.
Crazy times.
Yeah, okay. And now I'm blazed as fuck.
Okay, Hugh. Hi, Hugh Grant here. Absolutely faked.
Hi.
So, tell me...
Do you want me to sign something?
No, not over the phone, you pleb.
We get a picture together, yeah?
No, come on, Hugh. Concentrate, man.
I'm trying.
So, Huey...
Yeah.
Huey Grant in the weeds, that's what I'm going to call you. Sorry.
Ganja.
Are the pyramids real? Because they can't be real, can they?
I've been around the world.
Yeah, I imagine.
Like Phileas Fogg, we were great friends.
Nice.
I can admit that they are real. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, Hugh. I think I'm going to hang up the conversation because you've.
Do you want a quick toke before we go?
No, I don't. I want you to get off the line, you twat.
Okay. Lovely speaking. Jolly ho. Goodbye, chap. Bye.
See ya.
I think the call's over.
Hugh Grant, what? Ladies and gentlemen. Hugh Grant.
How did the call go, Adley?
He was stoned off his chong.
No! Ah, Hugh's usually lovely.
Usually. Not today. fantastic. So he did say that the pyramids are real. I'm not sure how much I believe him, but it's all the proof I've got right now. So, do you know what?
I mean, it will have to do. I'm sorry, that's the best I could produce.
Okay, fair enough. So, finally.
Yep.
Finally, I was talking to the fellas on the forums.
The fellas on the forums. Which forum this week, mate?
We're on the CFAX appreciation forum.
I didn't know people still appreciated that or ever appreciated that.
Well, memories are shared on there, you know, about the favourite holidays they booked off it or the favourite bits of news they read off it. Things like that, you know.
Or the crazy time they found out about a storm on there.
Yeah, exactly. Those
today's going to be light drizzle. Oh, thanks, CFAX.
Exactly. They're the sort of things that are missed with CFAX, because effectively CFAX was a version of the internet.
It was, without a doubt. It was right up in that HTML vibe.
Yeah, before the internet, there was CFAX.
Before Tim Berners-Lee got on that World Wide Web hype.
Yeah, exactly. So all you could do, you could check news, you could check the weather, you could buy holidays. That was about it. But it was just a nice place to hang out. And
I mean, how else were we meant to find out about Tony Blair's crazy antics?
Exactly. And the fellas on the forums like to mildly recreate that, or at least sparkle a bit of the magic that was going on
bit of nostalgia.
Exactly. That, I think that's all we need in this world. Just a bit of nostalgia.
I mean, when you're worried that North Korea and America are about to go to nuclear war,
exactly.
You just need a bit of nostalgia.
Just remember a time when
Russia and America were about to go to nuclear war.
Yeah, exactly. Or
when Japan and America were about to go to nuclear war.
Yeah. Or
when Pakistan and America are about to go to nuclear war.
Yeah.
Or when America were about to go to invade Africa.
Yeah, exactly. Or when Polish people didn't work at Tesco's. Those sort of times. Can you remember those times?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, lovely stuff. So the fellas in the forum. They've been telling me, yeah, that you know a thing or two about dogging and want to know the hotspots in Cambridgeshire.
Cambridgeshire? Oh, well, I wouldn't know about Cambridgeshire. That's... because I'm from Gloucestershire.
Yeah, I know you're from there.
But I've been travelling.
You're travelling. This is what I mean. Like, I wouldn't have said. Well, wouldn't have said the same place you're from, would I? Because that doesn't involve travelling.
If the fellas on the forums email to nebbiolpodcast@gmail.com, I'll be able to give them a contact to Brian. Brian, who may or may not know Melanie.
Is this
from Romford?
I was going to say, is this Brian from Romford?
Yeah, he's a bit of a perv.
So we're moving the Melanie story on now. So Brian ends up as a dogger in Cambridge.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but this may or may not be the same Brian, but I'll let you know.
It could be an alternative timeline.
Or it could just be a different Brian. I think there's more than one person called Brian.
No, there's not. Shut up.
So that's been Nebbiol 14.
14. What
have we learnt today?
What have we learnt? We've learnt about more about Melanie.
I'm loving Melanie the more I hear about her.
Yeah, exactly. We learnt that Ben knows a thing or two about dogging. And would or may or may not want Sally Phillips to join him.
don't tease me.
There's people called Darnell in Scunthorpe. And we've learned all sorts. We've learned a lot of things today.
It's been a fun episode.
Exactly. I'd like to say thank you and good night.
Good night, even though this is a podcast and I don't know what time of day it is.
Okay, good night. Good morning, good afternoon.